1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now I make known to you, brothers, the gospel which I announced to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold fast the word which I announced to you as the gospel, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which also I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he has been raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to over 500 brothers at one time, of whom the majority remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. And last of all, he appeared to me also, as it were to one born prematurely. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain, but, on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. Therefore, whether it is I or they, so we preach, and so you have believed. But if Christ is proclaimed that he has been raised from the dead, how is it that some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation is vain. Your faith is vain also. And also we are found to be false witnesses of God, because we have testified concerning God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if indeed the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If it is only that we have hoped in Christ in this life, we are of all men most miserable. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since through man came death, through man also came the resurrection of the dead. For just as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. But each one in his own order, the first fruits, Christ, then those who are Christ at his coming, then the end, when he delivers up the kingdom to his God and Father, once he has abolished all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign until God puts all his enemies under his feet. Death, the last enemy, is being abolished. For he has subjected all things under his feet. But when he says that all things are subjected, it is evident that all things are except him who has subjected all things to him. And when all things have been subjected to him, then the Son himself also will be subjected to him who has subjected all things to him, that God may be all in all. Otherwise, what shall they who are baptized for the dead do? If the dead are actually not raised, why then are they baptized for them? Why also do we brave danger every hour? I protest by the boasting in you, brothers, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I fought with wild beasts at Ephesus, what does it profit me? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Evil companionships corrupt good morals. Awake from the drunken stupor righteously, and do not sin. For some of you are ignorant of God. I speak to your shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised, and with what kind of body do they come? Foolish man, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow the body that will be, but a bare grain, perhaps of wheat, or of some other of the rest. But God gives it a body, even as he willed, and to each of the seeds its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but one is of men, and another flesh is of cattle, and another is of birds, and another is of fish. There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one thing, and that of the earthly is another. There is another glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a soulish body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a soulish body, there is also a spiritual one. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But the spiritual is not first, but the soulish, then the spiritual. The first man is out of the earth, earthy. The second man is out of heaven. As the earthy is, such are they also that are earthy. And as the heavenly is, such are they also that are heavenly. And even as we have borne the image of the earthy, we will also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And when this corruptible will put on incorruption, and this mortal will put on immortality, then the word which is written will come to pass. Death has been swallowed up unto victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.